The World This Week, Business. Staggering from the effects of coronavirus on business, stock markets were also sent reeling by Saudi Arabia's decision to instigate an oil price war with Russia as the pair's agreement over production levels broke down. Oil prices plunged in the sharpest one-day decline since 1991. Saudi Aramco, the state-controlled oil company, is increasing capacity by 1 million barrels of oil a day to a record 13 million, saturating an already oversupplied market. Trading remained volatile. The decade-long bull run in stock markets was deemed to be over.
Amid the turmoil, Saudi Aramco saw its stock fall below 32 rials, that's $8.50, for the first time. The price at which the shares were offered when they floated on the stock market in December.
The Bank of England made an emergency cut to interest rates, lowering its main rate by half a percentage point to 0.25%. It also extended cheap funding to banks so that they can bridge a potentially challenging period. The European Central Bank prepared to ease policy and offer a range of supportive actions to companies and banks. The Federal Reserve pumped money into the short-term repo market to support the smooth functioning of funding markets.
The aviation industry is being battered by the COVID-19 outbreak. Boeing lost a fifth of its market value in a day, amid reports that it would soon use the remainder of a $13.8 billion loan it had only recently secured. Korean Air, which has cancelled 80% of its international flights, said that prolonged disruption threatened its survival. The suspension of many flights and a general reluctance to travel has already led to a collapse in bookings, which will be compounded by America's ban on flights from Europe. Chinese airlines have been the worst affected. Chinese passenger numbers tumbled by 85% in February compared with February 2019. India's central bank stepped in to rescue Yes, the country's fourth largest private lender, which is grappling with high debt. The bailout involves State Bank of India, the biggest government-owned bank, taking a stake in Yes.
Jamie Dimon, the chief executive of JP Morgan Chase, had an emergency procedure on his heart, leaving two senior executives in charge until he recovers. Mr. Dimon has run the company since 2005, making him the longest-serving CEO of any big American bank.